Senate Republicans led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz are introducing an amendment to the Constitution that would prevent Democrats from adding more Supreme Court justices to pack the court in the event of a Biden victory. The amendment simply states the Supreme Court of the United States shall be composed of 9 justices. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Stephen Wolpert, St. Mary's College professor of politics and an expert on the U.S. Constitution and the Supreme Court. So, Professor, let's start with some basics here. A lot of people don't realize, I think, that the Constitution actually does not spell out how many justices there need to be on the Supreme Court.
No, the Constitution's silent on how many justices there'll be, and over the course of history, it started out at 5 members, it went up to 7, then up to 9. Briefly, I think it went up above 9, and then it's been at 9 for about 150 years. So people, I think, have grown accustomed to the idea that 9 is the number, but there's nothing magic about that number.
So any administration could just add to the court, and that would be it?
Well, obviously, it would take an act of Congress and signature by the president.
Sure.
So in a divided Congress, that's unlikely. But, yeah, if it happens that the Democrats or the Republicans control all three, both houses of Congress and the presidency, they could alter the number of seats on the Supreme Court. So, for example, if there were a vacancy, they could also decide not to fill it.
So, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but some of this seems like a little political theater, because what would be required to put this thing into place would be a two-thirds supermajority in both the Senate and the House, and then don't the states have to get involved as well?
Absolutely. It's not going to get passed. It's not intended to be a serious amendment drive, but it's designed to try to give the Republicans something positive to run on, because their biggest fear right now is that not only are they looking at losing the presidential election, according to the polls, but they may also lose the majority in the Senate. And if that happens, they're going to be really in a difficult political position. So I think they're trying to find a positive issue for them to try to counteract the negative publicity around the confirmation of Judge Barrett this close to the election and the pandemic and the other things that are not playing well for Republicans in the election.
So you would expect this discussion to die out pretty quickly?
Yes, I do. There are 3 of the co-sponsors of this are senators who are facing competitive re-election races this fall, so this may be partly designed to try to bolster their campaigns. And it also is probably a wedge issue. They think that progressives in the Democratic side are eager to have the court enlarged so they can put some liberals on the court, and moderates are probably not so enthusiastic about this idea. So by raising this issue, they're maybe thinking they could create some division within the Democratic ranks.
This current conversation also includes a lot of talk about the filibuster. Can you connect those dots for us?
Well, the filibuster has been used by the Republicans when they're in the minority to block President Obama from doing much of what he wanted. That was pretty much their strategy, was to just keep him from being able to do anything. So if the filibuster were not in place, then whatever the majority party is in the Senate could pass the legislation that it favors, which would be one step towards alleviating the sort of deadlock, gridlock issue that a lot of people find frustrating about the Senate. But there's still other reasons why that may or may not happen. It's hard to say if there would be enough votes to do it.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Stephen Wolpert, St. Mary's College professor of politics and an expert on the U.S. Constitution and the Supreme Court.